Our New Testament reading today is from Galatians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle, not from men nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers who are with me. To the churches of Galatia, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed. For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. For I would have you know, brothers, that the gospel that was preached by me is not man's gospel, for I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former life in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God violently and tried to destroy it. And I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of my own age among my people. So extremely zealous was I for the traditions of my fathers. But when he who had set me apart before I was born and who called me by his grace was pleased to reveal his son to me in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult with anyone, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went away into Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to visit Cephas and remained with him 15 days. But I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother. In what I am writing to you before God, I do not lie. Then I went into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and I was still unknown in person to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They only were hearing it and said, "He who used to persecute us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy," and they glorified God because of me. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor David Riley of St. John's Lutheran Church in Westfield, Massachusetts.
The Apostle Paul wrote the letter that we have before us to Christian believers who were very close to his heart. He had first come to these congregations located in the Roman province of Galatia in Central Asia Minor, present-day Turkey, with Barnabas during his initial missionary journey in either 47 or 48 A.D., Two or three years later, Paul returned to the same province in the course of his second missionary journey, this time bringing Silas with him. On his third missionary journey, the apostle again visited these churches, at which time Timothy accompanied him. The Galatian congregations were comprised mostly of Gentile or non-Jewish Christians with a fair number of Jewish followers. These believers were very well known to Paul. They received the good news of Jesus with great enthusiasm and even did some outreach work to the north and south of their region. The congregations were growing in size and in their faith. What motivated the Apostle Paul to write this particular letter to the Galatians were the efforts of the Jewish false teachers. This group of Jews insisted that faith in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior was not enough. They needed to do more in order to earn forgiveness, everlasting life, and eternal salvation. The Galatian Christians were told that they must obey all of the Jewish ceremonial laws, be circumcised, observe all of the Jewish holy days, etc., etc. In other words, to be a faithful Christian meant that you had to be a faithful Jew, and it worked. Paul was alarmed because so many of these believers in Galatia were abandoning their faith in Jesus Christ for the sake of human teaching and practice. Apparently, the apostle had just received the disheartening news, and so he immediately began writing his letter. In essence, he is saying, "I just can't believe this is happening." He seems to be truly puzzled by the fickleness of these Galatian believers. Perhaps he felt that because he had invested so much of his time and knowledge with these congregations that somehow they would be immune to the temptations of false doctrine. Pastors also are heartbroken by the sudden changes in their own members, which caused them to abandon the precious Christian faith. Paul is pleading with them, the Galatians, to remember that they have been called by the grace of Christ. It was Jesus Christ who brought them into his kingdom. From Martin Luther's Small Catechism, we are reminded that it was the Holy Spirit who called all of us by the gospel, enlightened us by his gifts, sanctified and kept us in the true faith. There were no efforts made by the Galatians themselves or by us to be brought to the faith. We did not decide for Jesus. The apostle states that there really is no other gospel. There is no other way in which we as sinful human beings can be saved. So the false teachers have tried to confuse and plant doubts in the minds of these Galatian Christians by distorting the truth. A faithful proclaimer of the gospel pleases God by persuading people. He pleases God by passing on to people what God wants him to preach. He persuades people to change their minds from unbelief to faith in Christ. He allows the Holy Spirit to have the opportunity to work on people's hearts and minds and create faith through his preaching. That is, the hearing of the word. And the gospel of God is very precious. The Father sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer and die on the cross to pay for our sins. Through his sacrificial death, we receive forgiveness, new life, and eternal salvation. Faith alone, grace alone, scripture alone. We pray that the Holy Spirit will always keep us steadfast in the one true gospel. Now, may the grace and peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We thank Pastor David Riley of St. John's Lutheran Church in Westfield, Massachusetts, for today's meditation on God's Word.